The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of March, 2019. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening and coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we got new iPads, so I guess Apple thought, well, let's give you some new AirPods, too. Don't know what else they're going to talk about come next week. I guess it's all going to be about streaming, but hey, have some new AirPods. Yes, the second generation AirPods now will include wireless charging. And, of course, we'll have the new H1 chip. They also have the improved battery life that everybody's been clamoring for. And now the Hey Siri support is now there, meaning you don't have to press that button anymore. Now, if you're thinking, okay, they're wireless, that means we're going to need something wireless from Apple. Actually, you don't, because it's not available yet. The wireless charging case will actually work with standard Qi charging. So it should work with most chargers out there on the market right now. Other than wireless charging, they look freaking identical to the ones we already have. Except for one teeny tiny little LED light on the wireless charging case. Also, if you're just thinking, well, damn, I really like the wireless charging feature, but I don't want to go upgrade. Well, all you gotta do is buy the case. Apparently, your old AirPods will also work as long as you're willing to fork over $79 for the case. Now, there are two other options out there for you, too. If you need that wireless charging and you don't have any AirPods, that's going to cost you $199. But if you just want the standard case with the new generation AirPods, it's only going to be $159. Not to be outdone by Apple, Amazon's got a new little gadget for us. Pretty much aimed at people out there that are just not on board quite yet with an e-reader. Yep, get ready for a new entry-level Kindle. No, not completely out yet. You can actually pre-order it right now, but it's only going to set you back $90. However, though, with that $90, of course, there's a catch. You're going to have a little bit more ads with this thing. But if you can get past that, the new ebook reader has a modern design, as Amazon is calling it, and a completely upgraded e-ink screen, which, by the way, has a front light on it, too. So you can do all that reading in the dark. Or if you don't like doing any reading whatsoever, well, guess what? There's support for Audible, meaning you can listen to those audiobooks via Bluetooth. The new Kindle also has 4 gigabytes of storage to hold, well, they're saying thousands of books. Though you might remember, though, the Kindle Paperwhite, yeah, that actually had twice the amount of storage. As far as the all-important battery life, Amazon's promising that the new Kindle is going to have weeks upon weeks of battery life. And finally, you still using Windows 7 out there? Are you getting really annoyed at Microsoft? You're not the only one. Millions of people that are still on Windows 7 about had it up to here with Microsoft. And Microsoft is saying, well, they ain't really saying this, but they're more or less saying they don't care. Better get your butt on over to Windows 10. Their new way of telling you? Well, they're letting you know that all those little security updates for Windows 7, yep, they're going to end pretty soon. As in January 14th, 2020 soon. Now, as far as this update that people are seeing, some are actually seeing this and some are not. Microsoft says this update where you're starting to see all these notifications is rolling out between now and April 18th. Though when you do see the update, you can't miss it. So yeah, no love for Microsoft. Microsoft's basically saying, we've given you 10 years of 7, get your butt on over to 10. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website where you can find all of our great BTN podcasts over there. Also, our blog, which is being updated on a regular basis. Lots of good readings to pick through over there. Check it out for yourself right now, britishtechnetwork.com. Also, give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network or a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back. I got your way for your Friday installment. I hope I still have some voice left by then. Yeah, sorry about the condition of this, guys. Eh, flu going around. Lovely stuff. We'll see you tomorrow for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.